Okay, so we're continuing now the Halakha Aleph in Perek Elan and Dari, and we're holding on Lamed Vav on the base, but we're going to first do our quick review. Okay, so we start at the beginning of the Perek with Elan and Dari, Shemefer, and the Dari, Shesh, Beminu, Nefesh, Imer Chatz, Imloer Chatz, Imer Kashet, Imloer Kashet, or Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elan Yidri, Imer Nefesh, the way the Rishami learns, this is not necessarily the words of the Tanakhama, though maybe the Tanakhama also never said that Erechatz and Lorechatz. Just we raise the issue and Rabbi Yossi passes. Fine. Now, Ktiv Kol Nedir Vekoshvat Yisrael Anot Nefesh. Ein Li Elan Adon Shish Beninoi Nefesh. Adon Shish Beninoi Nefesh. Adon Shish Beninoi Nefesh. Adon Shish Beninoi Nefesh. Tells you this. How does it tell me? Shrat Adon Bebal. How do we know that an Av also refers to only Nedarim ben Olavina ben Nedarim Shabin Shesh ben Nino Nefesh ben Yishlishto ben Avla Mito compares the situation of the Av to the situation of the Baal. Na Baal ina mefer Nedarim Shesh ben Nino Nefesh Nedarim Shabin Olavina Af Av ina mefer Nedarim Shesh ben Nino Nefesh Nedarim Shabin Olavina, which is against the Pesach and the Rambam, but it's not like the Sushi. Rabbi Yaakov Barach Omar Itpal Ben Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nedarim Ben Lishkula with the Baal Mefer Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omar Ben Nedarim Mefer Velo Lishkula Om Rabbi Yisper Rabbi Yom Af Benidrei Hazakein. Forget about Mahfara. It's also Machlokes about Hataras Nedarim, whether it's Chal on Shavuos. It's also Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nedarim Ben Lishkula Hazakein Matir. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer l'Nedarim Hazakein Matir, but a Shvua, since if the case was Nishpa b'Shem Hashem, there in Hazakein Matir. Va'akid Rish Lakish is going Aliva Ka'adid Rabbi Yossi, in which Chad Barnash was Ota Bishon Nidra Kamid Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi was Metatev, Yativ Leh. So Rabbi Yossi says to the guy, Omer l'Nedarim Ma'ishtabata, so he says, Ipupe Yisroh, but I'm not going to be lo alala for beti. Said Rabbi Yossi to him, well, very nice. Well, by God, ipupe Yisroel v'lo alala la betcha. Enjoy yourself, buddy. Rabbi Zeira patar matnita. In a case where, okay, this was the, we took into consideration the whole background about whether we're talking about the nefesh from Shabbaton v'nah, with the opening of the Mishnah, that it's only the Das of the Tanakhama, and not Rabbi Yossi, or whether maybe it's not even a Machlok, as we'll see later on, we're getting today to Rabbi Yehuda. But in any event, taking all that into consideration, about 30 pages, we can now continue in typical Yerushalmi fashion, that Eilu Nedarim Shem Mefer Nedarim Shesh Beminui Nefer Im Erchatz, Im Erchatz, Im Erkashet, Im Loat Kashet is all one thing. So let's go into this approach. The Tanakhama is indeed saying Erchatz at Kashet is Inui Nefesh. To which Rabbi Yossi argues, Om Rabbi Yossi, no, Eyalo Nidra Inui Nefesh, Eladvarim Shabin Elavina. Which are, according to Rabbi Yossi, Nidra Inui Nefesh, Eyalo Nidra Inui Nefesh to Rabbi Yossi, Kishamra Konen Perot Ha'olam Alay, then Areze Yafer. Rabbanan Amri, Nidra Inui Nefesh, Hefer La, it's Mufar le'olam. The Dorm should be no leveina. Just one second. I'll call back. The Dorm should be no leveina. I am a friend of Cain. Ela kozman she'imo. Rabbi Yossi Amar ben Yidrin. And Nefesh ben Dorm should be no leveina. Hefer la Mufar le'olam. Okay, so let's start from here. All right. All right, let me just... Okay, so now we have a new shita. According to Rich, Rabbi Yossi is saying that Beni Rein and Nefesh, Beni Dorje Ben Elavinah, Afer Lamu Far Lo'olam. Since Rabbi Yossi does not say Lo Yafer, he says Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. So apparently, in terms of the halacha, the afar is the same, and the Rechachomim call the Pitz of a Kishut Inu Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi calls them Dorje Ben Elavinah. Okay, it's completely against the Bavli's approach. And asked the Gemara, well, so who the heck cares? For Rabbanan Amri Nidrin and Nefesh, Hefilim Lefiliola, and Rabbi Yossi is calling them Dvar Nedarim Shebeinu Levina, but you're saying that that's the same thing, that Nedarim Shebeinu Levina, Hefilim Lefiliola, in which case, Ma Benim, it boils down to the same issue, doesn't it? So who cares? It's different. The difference would be, B'shamra Konim Anayati Alecha, Imei Tzeim Rishutcha. Over there, she's making it dependent on Yitzhiyam Rishuto. But say if it's Inui Nefesh, then fine. But if it's dependent on Yitzhiyam Rishuto, obviously it's not going to be doing anything on. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, why can't he be made for her? V'yeferla, because it's going to be Dvarim Shebeinu Levina, because he won't be able to take her back. Elikisha Amra Konim Anayat Gufi Alecha, Likiche Tzei Mirshutcha. So she answers, let's say, Kisha, the Tashmish, when she's Yotzim Rishuta. So Rabbanon say, that's Nidra Inu Nefesh. So even though the Neder is in Chal, he could be made for it now. Rabbi Zira, and according to now Rabbi Yossi, whether you hold of Rabbi Zira or whether you hold of Rabbi Lo, which we're going to get to today, to attain a Mamrin that in Rabbi Yossi, these are only Nidorim Shebeinu Levina. Since the Nidorim Shebeinu Levina, by definition, you can't be Maja them if it's only going to be Chal after she's Yotzim Rishus, so because it's no longer Ben Olam Eina. Therefore, it cannot be made. Now, Adaiti de Rebbe Zira, according to Rebbe Zira Shita, that you can be made for Nadarim Ben Olam Eina, Libet Rebbe Yossi, forever. So now that means that Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yochanan Ben Nuri, Shneem Amudah Barachat. Rebbe Yochanan Ben Nuri, as we'll see, also holds Nadarim Shebein Olam Eina, are moved for forever. And not just until such time as she loses her shows. The Tanina Lataman, it's talking about over there, a woman asks her Maisi Yadayim on her husband. We already learned this in the Bible. So it says over there, it should say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yafer Shema Yigashena V'teyatzer Alok Zorlo. The Baal should be made for the Neder now, because if he does a Gerishin, and now at this point there's no more Chiyuv on her to give the Maisi Yadayim to the Baal, at which case there it's talking about she has the Maisi Yadayim. So the Tanakhama says, in a tzarech la'afer, because she's not hers anyway. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, what if they get divorced? So over there, he should be made for now. And that means that the Afara helps Benolaveina even la'afer Gerishin, which is basically what Rabbi Yossi is saying. And not only in her nefesh. So that's true according to the way Rabbi Zira is learning. Rabbi Yilah Patar Matnit. However, Rabbi Yilah understands that our Mishnah is talking about Eila the Dorm Sheim Mufra the Dorm Sheish Beinu Nefesh. Tanakam is saying only the Dorm of Inu Nefesh you can be Mefer. I'm not telling you what those things are. Now, what's the din? Imer Chazim Lo Achatz. Imer Kashetim Lo Et Kashen. That Mahu. That's another statement. It's not the continuation of Tanakhama, according to the way Rabbi Yilah is learning. So now, says Rabbi Yossi about that question, Mahu, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ein Eila Nidrei Nenefesh, Ela Ilein Nidorim Shebeinu Levina. That's all that he's saying. So Tanakhama is not arguing in Rechitza or Kisha. Elu Ein Nidrei Nenefesh, and then what follows, that says, Kone Perot Olam Alai, everybody agrees to that. That's Divrei Yaakov. So according to Rabbi Law, when Rabbi Yosef says, Eniel and Nidrei Nefesh, Advarm Shinal Leina, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama. There is no Tanakhama argues. And therefore, there's no reason to assume that according to Rabbi Yosef, you can be made from the Dharm Shabbeinu Leina forever. Because he never addressed that. He never told the Tanakhama, no, don't call it Nidrei Nefesh. Call it Beinu Leina. He never said that. The way that he's reading the Mishnah, in which case, where do you have a deal that Beinu Levina would be Chal even after Gerishin? So there's no raya that Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says later, that you should be made for a neder that's only going to be Chal after Gerishin, as Beinu Levina, because maybe he's not saying you can. He never spoke about that, according to the way Rabbi Yilah is learning. So, Imer Chatzim Lorachatz, getting on now. Okay, so we have a very different approach to the Mishnah, which the Bavli doesn't even entertain. Both ways, both according to Rabbi Zira and according to Rabbi Yilah. If you hold like Rabbi Zira, which is the way the Bavli learns, that the Mishnah is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama about what is considered to be Nidrei Nefesh, Nonetheless, the Bavli does not come to the conclusion as Yerushalmi comes to, which is that Rabbi Yossi is only arguing in classification and not in din. Adarabba, the Bavli says the exact opposite is true, that the whole point that Rabbi Yossi is making is, don't call that Nidui and Nefesh, because if you do, you will mistakenly be made for even for after Gerushin, and you can't. You can only be made for up to Gerushin, because it's really only another Benola Vayam. It's the exact opposite of the Diyag of the Yerushalmi. That's the first difference between the two. Furthermore, we have over here a sheet of Rabbi Lo, which the Bavli doesn't even entertain, which is that there is no machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Tanagam anyway, and that the opening statement of Yimarchatzim Loarchatzim and Kachetim Loat Kachet was never said by the Tanakhama. It was raised as a question. What's the din, Mahu, to which Rabbi Yossi responds? In the Mishnah, Ein Ela Nidrein Nefesh, and there's never a Tanakhama that argued on it. Okay? It's a completely different complexion to the whole Sugya over here in the Bavli. So now we start with the next piece of the Mishnah. Imarchatz, Im Loarchatz. Imet Kachet, Im Loarchatz. So now, in the bright it says, V'tani Kain, Nidrei inay nefesh, imarchatz im lorachatz imet kashet im loet kashet. The Braita says clearly that these are considered to be nidrei inay nefesh. Okay. That is going aliba the Rebbe Zeira. Because Rebbe Zeira said that was a machlokas and that's what the Tanakhama held. So Rebbe Zeira Shita is expressed in the Braita that says that there is a Tanakhama, there's a Shita in a Braita that holds kishut and ruchitza is considered to be inay nefesh. So now, if that's the case, Bein Aldaitet Rabbi Zera, Bein Aldaitet Rabbi Lo, whether you hold that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Tanagam or not, Michlofa Shitatet Rabbi Yossi, there's anyway going to be a problem you have to handle, which is a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi Shita. Because a Braita says that Tani, Ma'ayan Shel Bnei Ya'ir, Hein Va'achirim, you have now a Ma'ayan, which goes from one city, sources in one city, and it continues on into another city. The halacha is if there's not enough water for everybody, the city in which the Mayan begins is kod. Hein kod mim la'acherim. They can put up a dam to prevent the water from going downstream. Now how about if it's acherim ubehem tam? We have enough water to drink in the upper city. And you don't have enough to give to your animals. The lower city doesn't even have enough for their own drink. Forget about the animals. The halacha is that over there, acherim kodmim lehem tam. The actual ability for the human survival comes before the behema survival in the upper city. How about the wash? Kvisatan v'chaye acherim. Kvisatan kodemet v'chaye acherim. The washing of the upper town is more important than the life in that town of the people in lower town. Let them move. Because we can't live without wash, without being able to wash our clothes. Okay. So, Omer Yochanan, Man Tana Kvisa Chayi Nefesh, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, it says over here, Kibbutz is Chayi Nefesh. Weird, whose Shita is that? It's Rabbi Yossi's Shita, which is amazing, because here Rabbi Yossi says that even washing your body is not considered to be Nidrei Inay Nefesh. And there he says that even washing your clothes is considered to be the equivalent of life. And that's going to be obviously our problem. How do we know it's Rabbi Yossi? The Tani Einot Nimeyam Lo Mishra Velo Lekvisa. You cannot use wine of Shemitah for washing clothes or for soaking linen in because you're not allowed to use things that are roy for people's consumption for something that's ibut. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter to wash your clothes in alcohol that has kedusha shvius to remove stains from your begun. Remarkable. So that means michlofa shitatet Rabbi Yossi. We now have a contradiction because tabanu amer ein rechitza chayim nefesh over here. Remember the Yerushalmi, it always refers to there as here, and here as there. That's because in the Yerushalmi, you're immediately transported to the sugya that you're asking from. In the Bavli, you only make reference to it. And that's another amazing difference in the whole gestalt of the Yerushalmi. So, it's the same type of difference between Toshma and Tochazi. So the Yerushalmi, okay, I'm now in Shvius, because that's the last thing I spoke about. So in Shvius, thinking about over there, back in the dorm, right? So Taman, now in the dorm, it's over there in the dorm, it says. Ein Rav Yitzchak Chai Nefesh. Rav Yossi's claiming it's not Chai Nefesh. And Hocha, over here in Shvius, who Omer Kviz is Chai Nefesh. That's, you know, immediate apparating. Definitely Harry Potter Shittas. Omer Bimana is not a problem. Because Adam Megalgel Berechitza, look, you can let it roll, you know. Let it roll. So you keep on rolling without washing your body. But Ein Adam Megalgel Bekrisa, you cannot let it roll when it comes to washing your clothes. That's worse. And we went to the whole sugya in the Bavli because you become depressed with dirty clothes. And depression is worse than sores and biological infections. Mental infections are not curable in the same way. Brilliant, Yerushalmi.
Unbelievable. And that Prozac in those days.
It doesn't. It's not what it's made out to be. They're just actually interesting. They just came out with a report in Science News I saw yesterday that they've examined all of the studies on antidepressants and so on. It turns out that there's this massive, almost a conspiracy, which may be, you know, subconscious. Only positive data is published. All of the studies that have shown that it's completely useless or that it's no better than a placebo is never published.
And the depressing.
And the few studies that are published...
They would certainly depress the population. That's for sure. They would be depressed.
Yeah, so the few studies that are published in a way that makes it sound, it's presented as if it's still valuable. That's always the headline. It may only be valuable as a placebo.
97% of it didn't
work. The emperor's clothes.
No.
But you're saying that these things are not, that don't work?
There's a lot of studies that show that they don't work. And that they don't work better than placebos.
Yeah.
Now, they do work.
Placebo's
good. Yeah, placebo's quite effective. So, this fellow Yehuda had to hide out from the authorities. He went into a cave and he was there for 3 days. And he wanted to use the opportunity to figure out this halacha. So he wanted to feel it in his own life, right? So after the Gabi Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So he comes to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta and he tells him, this Yehuda, Yishutza tells him, oh my lady, listen, I've got experience, okay? I went, I hid out for 3 days, it was in a cave. In order to be making them al adain time, I wanted to figure it out. I gotta tell you, doesn't make sense. So Korah, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, called his son, Rabba. And he said to him, Amalek, tell me, you tell me, Hadein Taima Minai, Shechayei Yir, Ayir Azot Kodim Chayir Achet. How do we know that? Bring me a raya that that's true. So Rabba, his son, tells him, Amalek, it says, Beferish, that Tihiyena Ha'arim Ha'eva. Let's talk about the Arlevim, where they took it. It's Iro Migrasheha. Tihiyena. What is Tihiyena? Tihiyena means Tichayena. Means Tichayena, you should be first. Tihiyena, Ir. The city should be left to its life. After that, Migrasheha Sevivoteha. After that, worry about the suburbs. The first thing that you got to worry about is the city. That's the remnants. Omar Leiser Rababa asked Yehuda Yishutza, what's the problem over here? Why didn't you understand this? I'll tell you why you didn't understand it. Because you think the way to understand things is to hide out in caves. And the opposite is true. The way to understand things is to come to Beis HaMedrash and talk it out. You talk out things. Believe me, you'll understand things much better than if you sit in a cave. So he tied it. Necha imerchats. Okay, fine. That's when it says in the Mishnah, Machatz, we're going now in the same shadow we had in the Bavli. How do you explain Imlorachatz? Imerchatz, Imlorachatz. So I understand what it is, Imerchatz. So she asked it, apparently, she said, let's say, something that is definitely Iyur Nefesh. She said, all the prayers of the world will be Osur on me if I take a shower. Okay, so now she's got a neder in which she's stuck with either not taking a shower. It's interesting because this is the case that we referred to today while we were learning the Daf Yomi, right? Which is the why would it be Cha? Why is that dependent on Machlokas from Blas and Mechachonim? Later on is exactly this case. So Imer Chatz. So now I understand. But I don't understand Imor Chatz. Let her take a shower. What's the problem? If I don't take a shower, I will be usher in all the prayers of the world. Okay, take a shower. What do you need to be made for over here? There's no point in being made for. Omer Abimana, no, the case has got to be Tisha Amra, Konim Hanayati Alecha, Mi She'erchatz, Imerchatz. What she's saying over here is, she answers her Hana on her husband in a case where she's saying, if I will take a shower, so it's from that point on. And when she said, if I won't take a shower, so what she's saying is, I am answering my Hana on you from today if I ever take a shower, but Lorachat, even if I didn't shower today. So from the time, that was the two cases the same. Misha Erchatz, Im Erchatz, are two different things. From the time that I take the shower, or from today if I take the shower. So Lorachat means I answer myself today on you if I haven't taken a shower. If I do take a shower. So it boils down to the same case. So why can't he be made for her? V'yefrala, since Lamaisa, she's making a t'nai in Rechitza v'kishut, and she's asking Hana'ah, he should be able to be made for because of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. Why can't he be made for Dvarim Shebeino Leveina? Omer of Yosef or of Yvon, it's not talking about that she answers the t'ano with a t'nai. It's talking about the Iker Neder was that her husband should not be able to enjoy her body if she presents her, makes herself presentable for her husband. She says, in other words, if I go to the mikveh, or if I dress up, then you're not allowed to sleep with me. So, in other words, over there, since she can't ask her to sleep, because that she's b'chuyevet b'mah, so he's going to be nene from the fact that she actually did clean herself and actually did mitkasheta. In which case, what we're saying over here is, if it'll be chal, she's not mishubeta to be mitkasheta. She's mishubeta to sleep with him. So according to the Tanakhama, she should be made for because of the Nidrei and Nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, she should be made for because of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. Ask the Gemara, why do you need to be made for at all? Since she's mishubeta, and if she won't be mitrachetzet mitkasheta, she'll turn him off, and that should be part of the shibud. So why isn't even the not taking a shower violate her shibud to him? So the yakuf, why can't you force her? If she would answer her body on him, he could force her to sleep with him. So why in this case can't he force her to sleep with him clean? Or force her to sleep with him properly perfumed, or whatever is required in
part of the
why isn't it? Why isn't it part of the Chiyuv of Tashmish? She'll turn him off otherwise. But as Ravuna explained, to force him, first force her to sleep with him, he can do. Hanayat ha'alai, the case of yours where she said it the other way, I ask her myself from having enough from you. So then he has to be made for. Because, and that's what's talking about over here. Because over there it's like asering sukkah on yourself. So we can't force a guy to have a sukkah, which is aser. So we can't force her to sleep with him, which is aser. So shanya he, that's very different, because shehi, over here, hanayato ve'anayato, over here, she's also going to be nene. Forget about it, she said he can't be nene. She can't be nene from him. And we can't force her to be over on her nether. Omer of Abu Mori, There's another difference. Imat chatzim lorat chatz is la'olam. Imat kashet v'not kashet la'olam. The case over here is that koneh imat chatz hayom lorat chatz la'olam, which is the first case that the Bible said. If I take a shower today, I will never take a shower. If I'll be mitkashet hayom, I will never be mitkashetet. And he doesn't address the im lorachatz, which is why the Bavli gives up on this approach. So Rabbanan de Kisari, b'shem Rabbi Nasa, they said the case is im lorachatz im lorachatz im lorachatz im lorachatz. If I will, they say the two cases are crossover cases. If I take a shower today, I will never be mitkashetet. If I'm mitkashet today, I'll never be rochet. So that's why it says im erchatz lo erchatz. It's not two cases. It's im erchatz, then lo erchashet. Im erchashet, lo erchatz. So the Mishnah, that's a strange construction. The Mishnah, completely different approach. Okay. Very cute. Things we'd never dream of in the Bible, they get the same.